This is your podcast for all things refinishing. I'm Lane Ball with Zebras Before and After. Welcome to Season 3, Episode 39. Our podcast today is a special edition highlighting the Zebra Fall Furniture Flip. We talk with our host, Jen Talley of Perfectly Imperfect Furniture, and discuss details regarding the challenge. And Jen answers a few questions on how to find an ugly duckling, what to do once you find one, and even gives some pointers on staging and photographing your beautiful swans. So many of you have joined in on this fun challenge, and so we wanted to hear from a few of you. Stay tuned as several share their progress. Ashley with Ashley Lauren shares a refinishing tip on determining if your piece is stainable. And we have community news at the end. Stay with us. We have the inspiration, fun, and community that will platform your day. I hope you all have joined in on the fun and challenge of the Zebra Fall Furniture Flip with host Jen Talley. Even if your schedule was too busy to participate this season, I'm sure you have definitely enjoyed seeing refinishers from around the world scrambling from phase to phase to get their pieces completed by November 17th. Let's dive into our conversation with Jen and hear from a few participants. Hello, Zebra Furniture Flip host Jen Talley. How you doing?
Hi, Lane. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. So listen, what do you think of our fall flip so far?
I think it is going great. I have seen so much excitement already. Every day I have notifications. I'm always so excited when I wake up in the morning and I'm drinking my coffee and looking at my Instagram notifications. And man, they are pouring in. People are sharing their ugly duckling pieces. They're sharing little bits and pieces of their process. And it just gets me so excited to see these final reveals on November 17th.
Yeah, so much fun to see all the energy and excitement, as you mentioned, from refinishers, really from around the world taking on this challenge. You know, we're going to hear from several participants shortly to get some updates on their progress. I think, you know, as I think back on this, you know, from our spring flip to the fall flip, I think keeping it open to all refinishers throughout the flipping process has just really created a tremendous amount of energy and just basically just gives everybody a chance.
Yeah, I agree. And it just, like I said in our previous conversation, that the funnest part of this whole process probably is the flipping part. You know, it's the part where you actually get to get in there, get your hands dirty and show that. And by opening that up to everybody, mm-hmm. we're getting to see so many people in a wide variety, you know, not just the top three. So even from non-furniture refinishers, I've been getting messages like, oh my gosh, this is a good one, or I can't wait to see this one, or wow, that is ugly, you know. So it's not just it's not just the furniture community that is following and participating. It's like a little reality show, like a, yeah. you know, a makeover show. It's fun.
Well, you know, so many have shared their ugly ducklings, and I have noticed some have even posted a few options, you know, like they have more than one and mm-hmm. had their followers join in to help them choose. I think that's really great.
Yeah.
You know, someone I noticed said they were tempted to enter, but were intimidated by the timing. There is still time to jump into the flip. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. And I know that initially we kind of set out some time frames or kind of parameters yeah. to go by. And I just want to let you guys know that the only date that you guys really need to keep in mind at this point is November 17th. Yeah. November 17th is the date that the ugly duckling must become a beautiful swan by, and it needs to be posted on your feed on that date. So don't worry if, you know, you look back on that post that we made and it says that, you know, on this date is when it starts and this is where, when we're going to check in. Don't worry about that. If you have your ugly duckling, go ahead and get started right now. If you don't have one yet, go look for one. If you're still on the fence, if you're not sure if you want to participate, I promise you, you still have time. Obviously, the longer, you know, the more time that goes by or the longer that you wait as we get closer to November 17th, the less time you're going to have. But I do know a lot of furniture refinishers and just people in general work really good on a, you know, a time crunch, a time restraint. Yeah. Some people work really well under pressure, and that might be an advantage for you. Or, you know, one of my issues, and I've talked about this a lot in my stories over the years on Instagram, is I'm a huge overthinker. And I know I'm not the only one, because I always get so many comments about, hey, that's me too. So sometimes when you have too much time, it can almost work against you, because then you overthink it. And, you know, maybe I should do this, or maybe I should do that. Is this color right? Oh, I don't know. And when you're looking at, well, I only have 5 more days, I got to get this done, you kind of just make those decisions, go with your gut. And sometimes that's when your best work comes out.
Yeah, that's really good. And the thing about it is, what do you have to lose? Let's say that you decide to jump in, you know, you didn't pull it together. It's okay. You know, I mean, it's a matter of just starting it and diving in and seeing what happens. And just as Jen said, you may realize that working under pressure is actually a good thing for you, and you did much better than you expected. So it's really a part of being a part of the community and having a good time with it.
Yeah, definitely. Don't be afraid to jump in. If you haven't, you know, if you're kind of intimidated because you've seen other people already started, or you've seen me sharing stories and, oh my gosh, it looks like they're almost done, there's no way I can do it. Please don't be intimidated by that. Everybody works at their own pace. You know, don't try not to compare yourself to others. In my opinion, I think there is still plenty of time to jump in. So if you want to jump in today, tomorrow, 2 days from now, please do so. Just have that piece ready by November 17th.
Yeah, that's good. Now, Jen, go ahead and define ugly duckling, if you would, because you're going to be really basically the judge that's going to be pouring through all of these pieces on November 17th. And so you're looking at the before, which is the ugly duckling, and then you're looking at the after, which is the swan. So give us just your definition of what you're looking for in an ugly duckling.
Sure. So first of all, let me just say that beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And I think the same goes for the opposite. You know, ugly is in the eye of the beholder. So it is a subjective thing. You know, there's some people are going to look at it and say, well, that's not that ugly. And other people might think that's the most hideous thing I've ever seen. But I think in general, what I personally am looking for when I use the term ugly duckling is a piece of furniture that in its current state is very unattractive, undesirable. It's something that most people would not want in their home, that maybe to a non-furniture refinisher, they would just pass right by that, even if that was free. And even to a furniture refinisher, where you just think like, I just don't know if anything could be done with that. I'm specifically looking for pieces that are super outdated, that have elements to them that maybe were popular at one time, but now they're just, you know, they're nope, no way. Maybe a piece of furniture that is just chunky, you know, has chunky elements to it, or really bad, like wood, like a wood toned finish. Mm-hmm. I can think of a couple finishes that come to mind that I'm always like, I don't know why this was ever, you know, popular. So something like that. It's not necessarily the piece that needs a lot of work. It's, you know, it's falling apart. It has chips, it has dings, it needs lots of repair work. That's not necessarily an ugly duckling, because a lot of times with those pieces, you can still see that they're beautiful. They just need some love. So I think what I'm looking for is just something, like I said, undesirable. Nobody would want that. Nobody thinks that looks good in its current state. And also one of those pieces that when it is transformed, people will look at it and almost not believe their eyes that it's the same piece of furniture.
And I think it really is. You're looking for something that most people would literally say, there's no way this can be salvaged.
Mm-hmm, right.
Yeah,
exactly.
Now, can these pieces, I know this is sort of a difficult question to ask, but I mean, generally speaking, would you say they can be found anywhere? Are there any tips on where folks should go to look, or should go to look duck hunting?
You know, yeah. Duck hunting. Where are the best duck hunting spots?
Exactly.
I think they can be found anywhere. the places that I typically look are at thrift stores. And, go to those thrift stores that may be the ones that you're like, I never find anything good here. Well, you may never find anything good there, but you probably are likely to find something ugly there. So those thrift stores, obviously, rummage sales, garage sales, the curbside finds, obviously, those are all good places. But also Facebook Marketplace, Craigslist. When you're scrolling through, look at the not necessarily the piece that catches your eye, but one that you almost want to keep scrolling past. So,
Yeah, that's good.
I think that when I look on my Facebook Marketplace, it's like the ones that jump out at me are like, oh my gosh, this beautiful vintage buffet, bam, like that's what I want. This sleek MCM dresser, bam, that's what I want. Those are not the ugly ducklings. The ugly ducklings are the ones that you don't really stop on and you kind of think, ooh, I don't know. I don't know if I can do that one. So if you have to hesitate and question yourself a little bit, it's probably an ugly duckling.
Well, let's say you find a piece that is an ugly duckling for sure. I mean, let's say it's in rough shape and it's just hideous looking. Now what? I mean, because that really is one of the biggest challenges in the process is you're all excited. You just bought this thing or you've gotten it for free or whatever. You paid $5 for it. You get it home because you're excited that it's ugly.
Right.
But then you've got to make those design decisions. Jen, I'm sure there's many listening that could use your advice on that. Provide some help to those folks. Like, what do you do next?
I think usually when I start with a piece like that is literally the wheels just start spinning in my head. And I think that's the case for a lot of creatives and furniture finishers is you just let those ideas kind of go through your head and, listen to them, listen to your gut. But I also think that one of the first things you can do is start looking for inspiration. Instagram is a great place to look for inspiration. Pinterest, obviously, home decor catalogs, things like that, where you might see a beautiful room in a home that's like very beautifully decorated, and there's this coffee table or side table that is, great, and that's kind of like the piece you got. Maybe you kind of take inspiration from that. How could I get my ugly duckling closer to that piece? So I think looking for inspiration, first of all, go with your thoughts and your guts, but look outside for inspiration. And then I think after that, it's like, let's just jump in. Let's do the basics. Let's get this piece cleaned and prepped. And sometimes it's just best to just jump right in and see what happens.
Yeah.
Just like you said earlier, Tulane, with like, what do you really have to lose? It's an art, it's not a science. So kind of go with the flow with it. If you have to make changes as you go along, that's okay. And that's kind of the beauty of this competition too, that it's like we aren't asking for a specific finish or a specific look. Like we want you to use your interpretation and use your vision to make these beautiful pieces come to life.
You talking about that reminds me of the spring flip because I was thinking about the three participants because we did organize that spring flip a little bit different. The participants, and I'm especially thinking of Jess with Refreshed by Jess because she had, I believe that's the one that you called a hot mess,
Yes.
and it had a lot of paint on it. And I think, actually all of them, Jeanette, Candace, and Jess, they basically all just started stripping their piece, except for Jeanette. I think hers was not painted. But so I think just if it's got paint on it, like you just said, just start doing what you can, because a lot of times once you start doing what you can, that's when a lot of the design ideas start flowing.
Yeah, exactly. It's something that you have to do anyway. You have to do that prep work anyway. So even if you're not sure like what direction you're going to go with it, as you're working and kind of unveiling that wood and seeing what's underneath there, that's when a lot of thoughts and inspiration will come to you. So just let it flow and see what happens.
Okay, so now a lot of people are going to put a lot of work. I mean, they've put a lot of work into duck hunting, found their piece, take it back to their studios. They're working hard on it. They get it done and it looks great. There's an important element. We've talked a lot about it on this podcast, and that's photography and staging. And you're going to be looking at these pieces, Jen, and you're excellent from the beginning to the ending stage. I mean, a lot of people look up to you. So you got to give some advice on folks that are going to be photographing and staging their pieces. because we don't want them to see, you know, we want to make sure that they highlight their piece, their work well, and that can actually be a detriment, right? So what's some good tips for them?
Yeah, you are so right, Lane. I think that this might be one of the most important elements in furniture refinishing, honestly, because after you put all of that work and effort and time into it, you want your work and your piece to be showcased in its best light. Photographs and staging can literally make or break a piece. And this is not just in a competition like this, where like, oh, you know, they didn't pick mine because the pictures weren't good, or like with the Zebra review, that's something we always look for, is what stands out to you. But this is also in selling your piece. When when you're going to put it out there on Facebook Marketplace or on your website or wherever, the photograph of your piece is what is going to draw customers in. So the photography and staging isn't just about this competition. This is something that you guys really need to focus on for your business as well. But I would definitely say that there's so many little things that you can do to get better pictures. And I have mentioned these before in my stories as well. One, make sure you're taking it in good natural light. Natural light is going to come at different times of the day for everybody based on where your staging wall is. But, you know, for me, I wait until that early afternoon light floods in, and that's when I take the pictures. So that's number one. Another tip would be the angle at which you take your pictures, you guys. This is huge. I've showed you guys also in my stories where I showed you a picture of where I was kind of standing up and taking a picture of the piece kind of from my eyes looking down, versus when I kind of lowered myself down onto the ground, either like on my knees or sitting on my butt, and took a picture straight on. And the difference was night and day. You really want to get down to eye level if you can at that piece and try to get it, you know, a straight on angle. There are some really great apps for photo editing if you guys need to like turn up the brightness or kind of take out some of the background stuff if there's cords or an outlet in the way that you want to remove. There's one app that I use called Snapseed. I believe it's free. I think you can pay for extras. I also use Lightroom on my phone, and I think that is that one charges, but you can even edit your pictures just on your actual iPhone or your smartphone, right on your phone. There's different editing tools. So I would say to make sure that the photo is sharp, it's bright, it's at the right angle with your staging. You know, staging is something that everyone kind of does differently. Some people like to do a lot. Some people like to do very minimal, but whatever it is, just make sure that it's not something that it's something that's going to highlight the piece and not distract from it. So yeah, I think those are some of my tips. I mean, and I think you guys as furniture finishers, you kind of know when you're scrolling through Instagram, you know which photos or pieces are quote unquote scroll stoppers. Look at those scroll stoppers and, you know, go to somebody's account where, you know, like, oh my gosh, I always love her pictures, or I always love her pieces, or they always look so good. Go to their feed and just kind of review their pictures and look at the angle at which they're taken. Look how bright they are. Look what they do for staging, to kind of learn from that.
Yeah, that's really good advice. And, you know, maybe something that would be good, especially for those that maybe this is your first year and you feel like you're still learning. And that would be when you, you know, before you, you know, when you get your piece where you want it to be, where you got good lighting, before you start adding all of your staging elements, shoot a photograph of it without the staging props.
Mm-hmm.
Then add staging props in that way, because obviously the focal point of an image without staging props is the furniture piece. That's all you can see is the furniture piece. Because I think, you know, a lot of the discussions that I've had with furniture refinishers is that the biggest challenge is that you're adding stuff in it that's that balance between, you know, adding to the piece, complementing the piece, or taking away from the piece. And if you start adding too much stuff, or even the piece is just a distraction, the staging props, then, you know, that way you can keep switching back and forth between what you're doing to what your original photograph is with nothing but the piece on the staging wall. Because I don't know, I've seen, and I know you would agree with this too, I've seen a lot of pieces where they may only have one thing, or maybe they don't even have anything, or maybe there's just something on the staging wall itself.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely, Lane. That's a great point, is that sometimes, you know, I shouldn't even say sometimes, for me, most of the time, less is more. But I love your idea of just taking a picture of it by itself. And then you could kind of make sure that you have the spacing and the lighting and all of that stuff, right? But it might also turn out that it's like, oh, wait, I was going to go with this theme of, you know, this piece is, would look good in a kid's nursery. So I'm going to go get baby toys and blankets and all the stuff. And then you do that and it's like, well, now I'm not really seeing the piece. So mm-hmm. I think that is a great piece of advice too. I know that I have had a few pieces that have had no staging at all. And it was kind of, that's how it happened, where I put the piece on the wall and, you know, snapped a picture of it quick just to like test my lighting. And I was just like, oh my gosh, like that piece, it's so beautiful. It just speaks for itself. Like, and I could think of a specific piece, and I remember my caption being something like, when you're this beautiful, you don't need any makeup, and or makeup or jewelry or something yeah. like that. And I mean, that's, I truly believe that, like, sometimes that is enough. So, yeah. you know, don't necessarily think that like, oh, so-and-so is always so good at staging and it's always so perfect. But, you know, everybody does it differently. Go with your style, and don't worry about, is it too much? Is it enough? Just look at the picture and think to yourself, is this something that, you know, would stop me in my scroll?
That's excellent. We're going to take a quick break to hear about the launch of Zebra's new product line. Today's podcast is brought to you by Zebra, designers and innovators of the only application-specific brushes found anywhere on the planet. This week, we have launched our new line of top coat brushes. These brushes are engineered and crafted with filaments replicating and superseding the benefits of natural filaments. They are currently sold in a three-piece, very nicely designed box set. You'll receive a 2-inch Palm Pro flat top coat, a 2.5-inch flat stubby top coat, and a 3-inch long handle top coat. Our crew put in a great deal of time and effort developing this new line, and we can't wait to hear your opinions on these most incredibly smooth filaments that will leave incredibly smooth finishes. Just what you're looking for to lay down your final touches with your liquid top coats. Go to enjoyzebra.com and click on the Top Coats tab. You can order your set today. Now back to our Zebra Furniture Flip Challenge with Jen. So on November 17th, as you mentioned, all participants will post their before and after on their IG feeds, and they must tag us. They need to tag you, Perfectly Imperfect Furniture RES, and Zebra Painting, and they must use the hashtag Zebra Furniture Flip. This is so important. Otherwise, you won't get noticed, and Jen will not be able to peruse through these pieces and make her decisions. And not only that, you know, there's going to be a lot of people on the 17th looking at everybody else's feeds and their posts with this hashtag. And that's going to be a lot of fun. So you just, I mean, that's so key. The 17th, the two Instagram accounts, Perfectly Imperfect Furniture, or yes, Zebra Painting, and then the hashtag Zebra Furniture Flip. So it's really, really important. And then just to make a couple other comments, also on November 22nd here on the podcast, we will announce Jen's three finalists. And that same day, the public voting will begin to choose the winner, and voting will be open until Monday, November 29th. And that is 1 week of voting. Then on Wednesday, December 1st, again here on the podcast, the winner will be announced, and the winner will be showcased on our social media feeds, website, and then will appear on the podcast to talk about their experience. Okay, let's take some time to hear some updates from a few of the participants chosen at random. And we're going to start with the winner of our Spring Zebra Furniture Flip, Jess, with Refreshed by Jess. She transformed a hot mess into a beautiful MCM piece.
Hey, everybody. This is Jess from Refreshed by Jess. I just wanted to pop on real quick. I was the winner for the last Zebra Furniture Flip Challenge with Jen Talley. The other contestants were Candace and Jeanette, and it was an absolute blast to find the ugliest piece of furniture that we could and be able to flip it into a beautiful swan. The process was tons of fun, and you guys still have time to enter for the fall furniture flip challenge. You still have time this week to find your ugly duckling and transform it. The deadline is next week, and the public will choose that Jen selects for the most dramatic transformations. Jen will pick the top three, and then the public will choose their favorite. So I can't wait to see your flips, and good luck to everybody.
Hi, everyone. It's Kelsey with Renewed Rose Designs. I am so excited to be taking part in the Zebra Furniture Flip this year. I am working on a really adorable vintage dresser. It's got great potential, but it is in definite need of some help. One of the biggest issues is the veneer damage. It had so much chipping veneer and peeling off veneer everywhere. I ended up having to do about 3 different rounds of wood filler just to make sure that it was smooth and kind of like a blank canvas for me to do my work with. I've primed my piece so far. I have stripped and bleached some legs and a couple drawers. And now it's just moving on to the fun part. I got to start painting, pick out new hardware, and I am so excited for you all to see what it looks like.
Hi, my name is Nadelle, and I'm from Noodling Around. I am currently working on a piece for the Fall Zebra Furniture Flip with Jen Talley. When I saw the call on Zebra's page, I decided this would be a good opportunity for me to purposely challenge myself on a piece. I originally was going to work on a piece I had in my space already, but when I found this 9-drawer MCM solid wood piece, I thought this would be a better challenge for me. It was very yellow. And when I started sanding, I realized it was 2 layers of paint with 2 layers of veneer. And underneath that is the solid wood that makes this piece so heavy. It was very dirty and very ugly. So I'm hoping that with the navy blue that I have customized for it and a little bit of dark walnut on the 3 drawers that I sanded down to the second layer of veneer and the original hardware that I did spray paint, I'm hoping that this ugly duckling will be a swan.
This is Kate with Kate's Reclaimed. Follow me on Instagram at Kate's Reclaimed for more. I have been participating in Zebra's Furniture Flip Challenge, taking an ugly duckling and turning it into a beautiful swan, hopefully. I wanted to give you an update on my progress and kind of where I'm at. The piece that I'm working on is super old. It has the pin and cove dovetail joints. Those range from the 1870s to 1900s. So after a few repairs, Bondo, working on some drawers, making sure everything was kind of back and up and running again, I sand everything down, gave it a really deep clean, and started in on some shellac spray, primer, and a color by Country Chic called Road Trip. I am starting to use my Zebra fan brush for the final third coat of paint, so there will be more to come on this piece soon. Hopefully it will be a beautiful swan that everybody can enjoy and no longer an ugly duckling. Have a great day.
This is Jessica from Flipping Unbelievable, and I am working on my piece for the Furniture Flip Ugly Duckling Contest. And the piece that I chose is a mid-century modern dresser. I got it from someone who said it had been stored in a barn for a while, so it was very, very dirty and needed a really good cleaning. So after several rounds of cleaning it, I also noticed that it had a lot of veneer missing on the drawer front. So I decided to remove all of the veneer completely, and I did that using my heat gun. So now I will be sanding and filling any remaining holes on the rest of the dresser, and then I'm going to get it ready for paint. And very excited, making progress, and I'm looking forward to see how this goes.
Hey guys, this is Courtney with Steelbert Studios, and I wanted to check in with you about what I'm working on for the Zebra Furniture Flip Contest. I haven't been able to find really anything on Marketplace these days, and I don't usually get painted pieces because they're such a pain. But I ended up finding it's a minimal design, but it's very large. It's a 9-drawer dresser, and it was painted. So I have been basically working the past week just taking all of the paint off, and there's several layers. So it's one of those things that it's pretty messy, and I don't really have any idea the design I'm going to be doing yet, or you know what I'm going to be doing, but I'm excited to be done with this phase and get to the next step, you know, because there's prep work and then there's demolition. So I'm in demolition mode right now, and I'm excited to see everyone else's work, and I wish all of you guys luck. And man, it's almost there. I'm almost getting the paint off, so I'm excited. Thanks, guys.
Hi, I'm Nadja from Finds Refinished, and this is my first Zebra Furniture Flip Challenge, and I'm quite enjoying it. I wasn't actually going to enter because I didn't have a piece that was ugly enough to enter. Funny story, last week my husband calls me up and he's like, Nadja, I found you a piece. And I was like, oh, great, okay. So he brought it home, and I looked at it, I cringed. I was like, oh my gosh, any other day I would have walked away. Like, I knew I would never be able to flip it, right? But it was actually perfect for this ugly duckling challenge, so it worked out. Right now, I'm at the stage where I'm trying to strip it down, sand it back and stuff. It's an old, outdated, curvy, with lots of details, coffee table. With like those little cubbies in the center. It was the first time I used stripper on this and first time deconstructing a piece. I don't know what I'm going to do with it, but I'm really liking the raw look that I'm getting with it. So let's see. But yeah, it's pushing me, it's challenging me, and it's exciting. Can't wait to see how this piece turns out.
It is so great to hear from Jess. She was such a great participant and obviously the winner last time. Everybody just loved her transformation. And wow, has she grown and blossomed since that competition. My goodness, her following is just increased. It's incredible. Her work just keeps getting better and better. So it's so great that she's, because she was pretty new when she entered mm-hmm. this competition.
Yeah.
And she's really blown up. And I'd like to think that maybe this Zebra Furniture Flip had a little something to do with that. So great that Jess is hopefully participating again. I know that she shared a couple examples of some ugly ducklings that she found. So really excited about that. And obviously, I am so happy and excited about all of the participants. Like I said earlier, so many of you have shared and tagged me, and I've tried to share as many as I can. I love seeing the work that you're doing, and keep up the good work, you guys. It's on, it's here, and we are so excited.
Well said, Jen. The community is really doing a great job transforming these ugly ducklings, and we are all really excited about that big date, November 17th. We can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be a big day.
Thanks, Jen.
Thank you.
Today's refinishing tip comes from Ashley with Ashley Lauren.
So I'm Ashley from Ashley Lauren, and my tip for refinishing has to do with figuring out if your piece is stainable or not. So this year I have literally been like leaving the wood out and then painting like the body. So whether that's the drawers being stained or the top being stained and then the piece being painted, I've just been leaving the wood look, which I am loving it so far. It's so nice. But anyways, how I figure out if my piece is stainable or not is I will flip it to the back and I will just look at the construction of the piece. So for the most part, you can see the different layers. So you'll see like a chunky layer, like a thick layer of like either if it's particle board or MDF, you'll see that layer on the bottom, and then you'll have like a thin little layer. It could be veneer, plywood, or something like that, and then that'll be on the top. So another way you can also do that is just like sanding just a little area. You can start with the 220 just to be on the safe side. You can even go lower if you want, but 220 always works the best for me, and I'll just sand a little bit to see that way. Another way you can do it is using stripper. Just strip a little small area, take it off, and you can see if you can stand stain your wood that way. Super easy ways to do so you won't get frustrated when you are trying to figure that out. But yeah, that would be my tip. That's what I do most of the time, and it always works for me 100%. So try that out the next time you are trying to figure out if your piece is stainable or not.
Great tips on determining if your piece is stainable, Ashley. Thanks so much. We really enjoy surprising people. Good surprises, that is. So to do that, you have to throw people off when they least expect the surprise. Well, our September featured artist was Yachty with Lily Moon Vintage, and we had a few of her many friends share their love and admiration for her. Let's listen to them now. We hope you enjoy it, Yachty.
Hi, Yachty. This is Sandra from Black Lab Furniture Revival. I was honored to be asked by Zebra to say a few words about you. When I first started following you, I was always amazed by your creativity, but also very inspired by your brand as a whole. You were always nailing it in my eyes. But getting to know you on a personal level has truly been a gift to me. You are one of the most kind-hearted people I've ever gotten to know. You have an amazing soul, amiga, and all of that translates into your work. I'm so proud of your new business venture with Lily Moon Paint. Starting a business is no easy task, but you can always count on me and your other friends to help you out. Yachty, you truly are a gem in this community, and I can't wait to see what the future holds for you. Congratulations on being Zebra September Artist of the Month, and a huge shout out to Mr. Johnny. You're such an amazing and supportive husband.
I'm Kerrigan with New Day Design, and I have been such a fan of Yari's work from the very beginning. She is so talented and truly cares about her work and her fellow furniture flippers in the community. It is no surprise to me that she was September's featured artist. A huge congratulations to her. She has made and continues to make an amazing impact on the painting community, including by starting her own line of paint that is truly fantastic, Lily Moon Paint. I cannot wait to see what she creates and what she continues to do in the future. Congratulations, Yari.
Hi, this is Christine from CM Restorations. Yachty, congratulations. I am so happy for you and Johnny starting the Lily Moon Paint line. I absolutely love it. It's amazing. I can't say enough great things about it. But not only are you just an amazing furniture refinisher, but you are just a completely wonderful person, kind-hearted, just so helpful, and just so positive, and I am so proud of you and so happy for everything that has happened and is going to come your way, and I cannot wait to see what other amazing things you do.
Hi, Yari. This is Rosie with Brush Restorations. I just wanted to say congratulations on being Zebra Brush's featured artist. You definitely deserve it. You have always been such an inspiration, so thank you for that. Congratulations, Yari.
Thanks for hanging with us to the end, as we have some announcements that will provide you with opportunities to get noticed. This month, the Zebra Review judges decided to make the November theme all about white in honor of lung cancer awareness. Just like breast cancer, many have felt the ravaging effects of this horrible disease as well. Several years ago, my Aunt Annette passed to lung cancer. She was a wonderful lady who I always remember as a phenomenal listener. She always showed so much interest in those around her. We also want to recognize Sarah with Pop Salvage. She writes on her IG account, "Exactly a year ago, I lost my beautiful mother to stage 4 lung cancer. Her name was Penny. She was 60 years old and was diagnosed only a few months prior to her passing." I'm sure many of you as well are thinking of someone right now who has passed or is fighting this disease. Our prayers are with you all. If you want to participate in this month's contest, make sure you tag your painted white pieces with the Zebra Review. Your piece has to be painted between November 1st and November 30th, 2021. We have a great group of sponsors who've joined in our contest: Lily Moon Paint, Surf Prep Sanding, and D. Lawless Hardware. Hope you enjoyed this episode of the Zebra Blogs Before and After Furniture Refinishing Podcast. Today's episode is also featured on our enjoyzebra.com site, along with contact information for today's guest. Your comments and suggestions for future episodes are always welcome. Thanks for listening. Stay safe and happy refinishing.